Craig, I looked outside, looked at the nice sunshine there, and I saw a school bus go by today. And it kind of leads into our next topic with books for kids to kind of get to their imagination, but yet kind of give a little insight into sort of real life education and adventure. You can set sail on an epic sea adventure with Explorer Academy, The Falcon's Feather. This is second book in a series for Explorer Academy. And we were joined by National Geographic Kids book editor Becky Baines and also National Geographic Explorer David Gruber. Thanks for joining us this morning, both of you.
Hi, thanks for having us.
All right, let's talk about, before we get into the adventures of Cruz Coronado and his team of loyal friends, what happened in the first book? Is it a continuation series or does it go with different characters through that?
Yeah, no, so this is the second book in what will eventually be a seven-book series, and in our first book, we had our main character, Cruz Coronado, and he is joining what, you know, is a school for kids who want to be kind of National Geographic-type explorers because his mom was a top researcher and scientist at the organization, and she died in a mysterious lab accident, and so he wants to follow in her footsteps, become an adventurer, and but he gets to the school and discovers that it may not have been an accident at all, and so that's what kind of kicked us off in the first book. And the second book is actually really exciting because they get on board a ship. The school is on a ship that travels the world. The professors are actually explorers, and their classroom is just your famous archaeological sites. In this book, they go diving with whales and all this cool stuff. So the first book really hooked kids on the story, and this one's to really throw them into the adventure and some of the real-world work that our National Geographic explorers do.
David, let's talk to you a little bit. I bet you wish they had books like this when you were growing up, huh?
Oh my God! Yeah, this is exactly the kind of like material I just would have consumed as a kid. You know, the ideas of adventures and code cracking and going on journeys and danger. I wish National Geographic made these kinds of fiction books when I was a kid.
You know, National Geographic kids books are a lot of times strictly kind of educational in a sense. Why did you decide to go with sort of a book form and follow the adventures in this way?
So for us, you know, our goal is to be wherever kids are. So for years, that's been making nonfiction information really, really fun. Lots of photographs, lots of color, and we've been really successful at that. But, you know, the fact of the matter is some kids just really are drawn to fiction. They love action adventure stories, and they love drama, they love danger, they love intrigue. And the one thing that really stuck out to us is that when we hear our explorers talk at National Geographic, we realize, oh my gosh, we have all these stories. They're so cool. And kids don't even know what they're missing out on when they kind of, you know, turn away from this nonfiction storytelling. So what we wanted to do is take all those stories, take all the cool real world science and tech and everything that our explorers like David do, and put them into a fiction format so that they're getting kind of that high action, high impact adventure, but they're also getting kind of these real world lessons along the way.
What kind of response do you get from the readers? Obviously, when kids start reading books, they want to share it with other people or tell them, you know, what they think, or maybe even write fan letters to Cruz. What's that like?
So we've gotten a huge reaction from kids. You know, we have some loyal followers already. We get letters saying that this is the favorite book they've ever read. But my favorite reaction is when we actually go out there and we see kids interact with people like David. And we've had other explorers on the tour. Right now, the author is touring with an explorer named Erica Bergman, who's a submersible operator. And just listening to, you know, David talk about his work underwater and discovering the first bioluminescent, you know, species of sea turtle and things like that. It's almost like they're transformed and they realize that these people really are like the rock stars of the science world.
What is it about the underwater marine biology that really fascinates kids so much?
Well, I think in this project, there's actually a device that that they've designed on this adventure, where it's a cetacean communication device, where they're actually able to talk to all of the marine mammals. And, you know, for me, I'm actually working on a project right now where we're using artificial intelligence and machine learning to better decipher the marine mammal language. So I think it's just like, you know, the idea of having the capability to potentially understand the language of a marine mammal to me is just fascinating.
Where can people find out more about these books or maybe get involved in what's happening with the National Geographic Kids?
Oh, you can check out our website, which is kids.nationalgeographic.com, to learn about this book and all the other books we publish. Or you can check out the Explore Academy website, which is exploreacademy.com. It's also available wherever books are sold.
Sounds great. Well, we appreciate you both joining us this morning. We've got National Geographic Kids book editor Becky Baines and also National Geographic Explorer David Gruber sharing this morning the stories of the Explorer Academy. This book was called The Falcon's Feather. Guys, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.